St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Get a jump on your shopping. Save up to 40% at the REI pre-holiday sale, November 15th through the 24th, at REI stores and REI.com. If your cooling system fails, you and your engine could be left freezing. Stop by AutoZone for peak antifreeze and make sure your car doesn't break down in the cold. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
I have a feeling this is going to be the best show we've ever done.
Life can be
ever.
So sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have that feeling. Yeah. I don't know why. Trying to snap out of my depression. I just came from visitation for Hal Jolson.
Oh, you did?
Boy, what a packed. Place was packed. Listeners, they loved him. Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This rover.
Look at you. Why don't you do something with your life? Sit around here all day. You contribute nothing to society.
We know that. We know that. That was our general manager.
Man.
The last meeting we had, yeah.
Rough talk.
Yeah, oh, he's tough.
So did Hal look good?
His closed casket.
Oh.
He jumped to his death. For those who don't know, Hal Jolson, the grandson of the great Al Jolson, tried to make a couple of appearances on the show, and Piano Dan made fun of him, said they didn't like him, and he committed suicide. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
I don't know if we
sad. I hope you feel good. That's all I can say. I hope you feel good. Be proud of yourselves. Be proud of yourselves when you did the funny talking man. Who's next? Willie? Willie the Blues Man? Probably.
Maybe.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Some things we say won't make any sense to you. Some things we say don't make any sense to us. They don't make any sense to anybody. That's just that's what we do. And we're glad to have you with us on the 14th day of November. Jose Hernandez is coming in here at about 3:35 because Monday we did our veteran special. So be thinking about your questions about... You know, your phone, your computer, your television, or whatever. So 3:35, Jose will be in. And on our Facebook page, I didn't mention this yesterday, Peon put up, because he's our Facebook guy, he put up a video of this guy. What are these TED seminars, Peon? I've seen these before.
They're different. Do they have different speakers who talk about their field? You know,
like a
experts.
Farmer, I grow corn,
no,
soybeans?
No, like experts in their different craft or field.
No, a different kind of field.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good one. This guy,
a lot of smart people.
And this guy has 10 shortcuts, just 10 things you may not have known about your phone or your computer. It's on our Facebook page. And I got to tell you something. There were about three of them that as soon as I saw it, I went to my computer and my phone. I went, hey, he's right. It works. There are probably a couple of hundred, at least, things that your computer, your phone will do you don't even know it'll do. And you're taking the long way to do it. And there are shortcuts that you don't know about. So you might want to take a look at that if you get a chance. Burke segment, do we have anything?
No,
I don't.
Silence.
Yeah.
There's this old song called Silence is Golden. The tremolos and the sounds of silence.
Oh, I have something.
All right. Here's Dan Strauss.
My daughter calls me last night, and she's like in a panic.
I didn't know you had a daughter.
Yeah, I do. My daughter,
Alyssa.
You
never talk about her.
And she drives. She drives now, which is kind of scary, but she's actually a pretty good driver, I think.
Does she still hate me? Because she's always hated me.
No, she doesn't.
No, Peon laughs because he knows what I'm talking about. She never liked me.
I think you scare kids when they come in because...
I think I scare adults.
Every time she was in here, you said, no kids allowed.
Yeah. You know, that might have had something to do with it.
From when she was like four.
Yeah.
Every time.
You know, now that you mention it, that could have had... Yeah, that could have played a big role. Yeah.
But no, she does. She likes you. She does.
Yeah, sure.
But she called last night, and she was kind of in a panic. And she said one of the neighbors, when she was driving up the street, came running up the street to tell her that she had a headlight out.
Oh.
So to replace the headlight in cars. Now, do you think you could replace a headlight
in
a
car
now?
Absolutely not.
It's just the bulb. I went on YouTube, and I checked it out. everything is on YouTube.
You just put in that make and model of
car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all there.
Changing the bulb.
And I say I couldn't. I know I could. I'm just too lazy. I just go in somewhere and go, here, change a bulb for me. But, yeah, I think I could do it.
I remember changing the bulb in my big old Oldsmobile Tornado, and it was just a big, the whole casing and everything.
The whole
big
light came out.
Yes. Yeah. And it was easy. I mean, it was easy.
It was like a three-prong plug in the back.
Yeah.
And you did a couple of screws.
Take off the outer frame.
Just
pull it out and put the new one in.
No, yeah, right. Some of them are like that. And then the back
lights. You have to have, like, tiny baby hands nowadays, don't you, to get in?
You have to have those Kristen Wiig hands on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, man. That is so funny. But we went to this auto parts place and walked in, and I said, Do you guys replace bulbs and stuff? And they go, yeah, sure. If it's not too tough to get to, they went out and looked and said, yeah, we'll pop it out and pop it in. So they did it for me. It's like, it was awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I've actually had an auto part. I don't mind mentioning it was AutoZone.
Yeah, that's where we went last night.
You know, they're really good about that. I forgot what it was. I had the same kind of deal. And I don't remember exactly wiper or whatever. They came out and did it.
Yeah, it was wipers. If it's not too tough,
then
they can just come out and do it pretty quick. They'll go out and help you out and do
it. They're not going to take an hour out of their day to do it, but they're good at that.
No, but I was looking at that and I'm thinking, man, I have not worked on a car or done anything with a car in so long because you can't anymore.
Do you know that I haven't pulled a dipstick out and looked at it in 20 years? My dad used to look at the he looked at the dipstick like every day. But you had to because cars leaked and they burned oil.
Yeah, I've had my car for 4 years and I bet you've never opened
the hood.
No, I mean I've opened the hood, but never because I replaced an air filter, but never.
You did?
Oh yeah.
Listen to this.
But never pulled the dipstick out.
Yeah, we're afraid to place an air filter, but we won't wash his car.
That's true. That is.
That's true. No, nobody looks at the dipstick anymore because you have gauges and lights and the electronics on the car. There's so many warnings that go. It'll tell you if the oil's low. You
don't need to
look. And they don't burn oil like they used to. You know, look, Dan, you remember this. Your dad, my dad, they carried a quart of oil around with them because they had to add a quart to the car
about
every week.
Yeah.
Because it would burn or leak.
Yeah, I had to. I saw a car the other day, and it was, I guess it was the head gasket was bad or something, but it was
smoking
like crazy white smoke. You don't
maybe
see
you were behind one of those mosquito spraying things.
I could have been.
They make a lot of smoke.
We used to follow those too on our bikes.
And breathe it in.
I know,
like an idiot. We did that. Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, let's close it. Burke segment's officially closed. All right, now we're gonna talk about music a little bit today, and I'll tell you why. And I could go in so many directions with this, but I have to sort of harness this and keep it on one page. Because I want to go off on a bunch of tangents about rap music and lyrics and all that stuff and how disgusting they are. And I don't really believe a lot of parents have any idea what the lyrics are in the song. But we'll get to that later or another time. I sit in the casino a lot, and there's a song that has been playing. And I hear it, in the course of 6, 7, 8 hours, it might come around twice. And there was something about this song that just grabbed me. There's a hook. And I knew it's something that was from, top 40 that I'm not familiar with. I'm so far removed from that music. I don't know who the artists are, what the songs are. But this song, it's kind of like Blurred Lines. When I saw Blurred Lines performed on TV. It was The Voice or whatever it was. And it said to download, go to iTunes. Right there in front of the TV, I downloaded Blurred Lines. And I immediately loved it. Yeah, y'all ready for this? The same thing with this song, but I've been hearing it and hearing it. And so I tried to tell my daughter. I said, listen, there's a song. It's driving me nuts because I want to find what it is. But I don't have any way of, because the casino's noisy and you hear it in the ceiling speaker. And all I remembered hearing was, love me, love me. Love me, love me. And my daughter starts laughing. She says, I can't tell from what you're doing what the song is. And I said, well, but you might be able to. Does that ring a bell? She said, no, not what you're
love
doing.
Love me, love me.
So last night.
You love me. Is that it? Love me, say that you
yes,
love me.
Yes, that is it.
It's No Doubt, I think.
No, yeah. No. Wait till you hear this. Last night. And here's the amazing thing about Shazam. And folks, if you don't have Shazam, download it on your phone. You got to get it. It's the most incredible piece of technology, this app. I take the phone out and I held it up in the air because it's noisy. And even with that noise, it picked out in about 10 seconds the song. Now, I'm going to play you. I hope I can make this work right because I plugged my own phone into this thing. I'm going to play you.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Now. Now, there's a part coming up, sort of a hook, that just, it hooked me the first time I heard it, and I finally solved the mystery. And I'll tell you who this is. And here's the other thing. I called my daughter and said, I found it, I found it. Here's who it is. She says, Dad, that song's been around for years.
Yeah.
It's not even new.
It has been.
Now, but see, you're, Dan, you're more into current pop whatever than I am. All right, here comes the great part. Here it comes. Yeah!
Say that you love,
I love
me.
It.
Go on and fool me.
There is just something about that song. You ever have a song like that where there's something about the feel of it or the sound of it or something?
Oh, yeah, I've always liked that song.
And I called Peon earlier today. I said, hey, Peon, have you ever heard of this song? He said, yeah, sure. It's called Love Fool, and it's by the Cardigans.
Oh, the Cardigans.
And I don't think the Cardigans, I don't even know that name.
I think that was their only hit.
Yes, it was.
And they, that girl kind of sounds a little like Gwen Stefani, a little bit.
And see, I wouldn't know the sound of Gwen Stefani. Now, while I was at it, and while I was downloading, I want to set this up for you, too. There is a song that, since it came out in the 60s, every time I hear it, I get, pumped up as much as I can be pumped up. I don't get pumped up, but it makes me want to drive fast. And it's one of, to me, the greatest intros and most identifiable intros to a song. But I got to thinking about it, and I realized all these years, I've never understood. Now, I'm going to hit it, and when I do, I don't think anybody could disagree. This is one of the all-time great, I can name that song in two notes. What a tremendous intro. And then when they kick it, when that guy starts kicking it with the drum, here. And Dan is a bass player. You got to love this song.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. And then, woo! And they yell. And I'm just telling you, man, right now, if I were in a car, I'd be doing 90 miles an hour. I'd get pulled over right now. Here we go. Now, how much of these lyrics do you know?
I don't know the lyrics at all.
Which is my point. I have loved this song, The Hollies. Long, cool woman in a black dress. I have picked out a few words from the FBI. Yeah.
Saturday
okay.
Night, I was downtown working for the FBI.
That part, that's all I knew.
That's
now,
all you need to know.
Well, you hear these lyrics. Listen to this. Actually, terrific lyrics.
I start to feel my temperature rise. I'm there somewhere.
And that's the other part I picked out. Saturday night, I was downtown working for the FBI. Sitting in a nest of bad men, whiskey bottles piling high. Bootleg and boozer on the west side, full of people who were doing wrong. Just about to call up the DA man when I heard a woman sing a song. A pair of 45s made me open my eyes. My temperature started to rise. She was a long, cool woman in a black dress, just a 5'9", beautiful, tall. With just one look, I was a bad mess, 'cause that long, cool woman had it all. Woo! And then I saw her heading for the table like a tall walking big black cat. When Charlie said, I hope you're able, boy, because I tell you she knows where it's at. Then suddenly we heard the sirens and everybody started to run, jumping out of doors and tables when I heard somebody shooting a gun. The DA was a pumping my left hand and she was a holding my right. I told her, don't get scared because you're going to be spared. I got to be forgiven if I want to spend my living with a long, cool woman in a black dress, just a 5'9", beautiful, tall. Just one look, I was a bad mess because that long, cool woman had it all. Yeah! Terrific lyrics. I never knew them. Never knew them. There are 100, 200 songs like that for years we've listened to. And thanks to the internet, if you just want to take a minute, just go Google lyrics to whatever. And there they are. We're going to start doing more of this because this is, my goodness, I could probably just sit down if I just started thinking of songs and tell you I don't know 20 words to the songs. I sort of know enough. You know, it's like Christmas songs. We go, oh, angels, la, 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 la. You know, nobody's really, they don't know the words. They just get, there's a season to be, I mean, now again, peril. The same thing with these songs. So, Love Fool, new on my my iPod now from the Cardigans, and I finally never had it on my iPod. I don't know why. Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, but I have it now, and I actually know the words. Now when I hear it, I'll know what they're saying, which also led me to go online earlier today. I just got curious. Remember that list I read of the most downloaded songs in the St. Louis area, the top 20 that we read, and I had never even heard of the artist.
Right,
the song.
Yeah.
One song with the title was S-H-I-T. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I go on, I just start looking at rap songs. I don't even know where to start. Look, I'm not a Baptist minister or anything. I'm far from it. But boy, is there a different world out there in terms of people who listen to this guttural garbage filth. I thought about getting lyrics and trying to just say N-word, F-word, S-H. It's all I would be doing. There's a song called, and I can say this, My Nigga, okay, by YG or some rap. Who am I thinking of here? Is it Lil Wayne? Is that his song?
Yeah,
one of those people.
I have no idea.
So I pull the lyrics up. It's the filthiest, dirtiest, nastiest song you've ever heard in your life. So here's my question. These people that listen to this, they can't possibly listen to it on the radio because you couldn't play it. So how do they hear it?
Well, they buy the stuff, and then they...
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, they download it. They have it in their phones.
Man, look, I love a good joke and a little off color without the dirty words, but I don't think most parents have a clue what's in these songs. And you talk about sexism and degrading to women. My hoe, my bitch. It's unbelievable. Some of the stuff I read, I just thought, you got to be kidding me. They're zillionaires, these guys. They got 18 cars and 6 mansions and chain necklaces and jewelry and all the money in the world because apparently a lot of people like that stuff. And there was one song by one of these rappers, and the whole song talked about him being an N-word and how he loved fried chicken and how big his thing was. And I just thought, whoa, what? You're singing and bragging about all the stuff that you're supposed to be, I guess, working against. I'm confused by it. It just confuses me. What are we going to say?
I think that they like the music, but they don't like really get into it. They like the fact that these people are just being rebels and just out there putting words out and like, man, listen to that. Listen to this. listen to that. Listen
but
to this
It doesn't
word.
Make sense to me.
None of it makes
this
sense.
Guy in one song is talking about passing his bitch around to his buddies and having their way. What? Is that a song? I don't know. I'm old, man. I'm old, I guess. We're going to check in with Mr. Londoff, and then Jose's going to come in and solve all your technical problems. John, how are you?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable?
How are you?
I'm unbelievable, too.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
We're both unbelievable.
That's what
together.
You are.
Yeah, we'll be unbelievable together. So how's everything?
Well, great. Well, yeah, I mean, it's probably a really good day to be out duck hunting. I had one of the really choice blind assignments, which, you know, are hunting blinds. It's because we are hiding from the ducks. I know it doesn't sound right, but, you know, it is very much fun. And but I got a busy, busy day. We're very, very busy. Got some great guys with Wells Fargo Bank in town, and we're going to dinner and going to a hockey game tonight. And I got Bill Schmeckle. How about that name?
Schmeckle.
Wells Fargo.
Wonder if he ever took any teasing for that name. Does he have freckles by any chance? Because then you really got something.
and he's from Montana originally, but he's, up north they talk like, they're Canadian, Minnesota there.
That's right, Derry.
Yeah, Bill Schmeckel there. Hey, how you doing there, John?
I hope he can't hear you. It sounds like you're making fun of him.
No, he would laugh right now. He'd go, that's funny, Johnny. Yeah, I got you. I got you. That's funny.
Well, now we don't even have to meet him. We practically heard him.
Steve Skalbeck, S-K-A-L-B-E-C-K. I just had a two-hour meeting with him, Skalbeck. Ex-hockey player, his kid played hockey. His son played high school hockey with Jaden Schwartz, number 9 of the Blues. So I'm going to hang out with Jaden Schwartz, number 9 of the Blues, his mom and dad, Rick and Carol, for a little dinner and then the game. And then they're like, maybe we'll have a burger after the game. I'm like, the games are like 2 hours long. I don't think I'll be hungry again, but you never know. I could be.
Wow, you're not hungry after 2 hours after you've eaten. I am.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Yeah.
Wow.
Never a time when I'm not hungry.
That's beautiful. And you stay in such great shape.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You got that right. Hey, it's John. I wonder if John has gone on our Facebook page. You got to go on our Facebook page and look at this brochure, this travel brochure we found in Mexico, and look at the guy's picture on it. I don't even have to say anymore. It's somewhere out there. I have a twin, an identical twin. So if you,
no
you
way.
Get a, when you get a minute, just go to
there
Facebook.
There cannot be another good looking
Facebook.com/AM and the PM and just take a look and you'll see what we're talking about. So how's business? All right.
Oh, it's great. It's great. A lot of great things happening here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
McGraw's not there today, is he?
No. McGraw is not here today.
Yeah, surprise. Surprised he didn't check the schedule.
And he was here yesterday for, a good 2 to 3 hours. So it was great. He had, I'm buying another vehicle from him, so it's fantastic. But
That's what you do when you're trying to make up for slow sales and inability to drive people in. You keep buying yourself. That's what you do. I'm kidding.
Facebook page, AM in the PM?
Facebook.com/AM in the PM. You got the computer? Is it on the landing page, Peon?
Yes. Yeah, it should be right up to the
right
top
on the main
there.
Page at the top. You'll see a guy cliff jumping off a cliff in some swim trunks. My daughter called me this morning. She had never seen it, and she's hysterical. She's laughing. She says, "Dad, that is you, isn't it?" And I said, "No, that's the whole thing. It's not me." She couldn't believe it wasn't me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, let us know when you found it. What are we selling today?
Everything.
All right.
Everything.
Every time he says that.
Everything. Everything's for sale here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, except the building and lot. It is not for sale.
Okay? No. Hang on here. What if somebody came along? Of course, it actually is for sale.
Okay.
If the right guy, if the right person came along, Mr. Big Deep Pockets, and said, "Whatever you think it's worth, I'll double it."
Yeah. And then I'd like go to my sons and say, "Hey, by the way, you're on your own." So I've had them growing up in the business since they were 8 and 9.
They would understand because
I'm sure they'd say, "Wow, great, Dad."
You just give them a little dividend, a little.
You give them their share, and
a little part of the pie.
And then you say you're on your own, and here's a nice check from what Daddy got selling the business, and good luck to you. I think everything's for sale.
So you ask me, what's for sale? I say everything except the building and lot, and all you want to do now is talk about. Some make me sell on the dealership. That's not going to happen.
Well, I didn't say you're selling the dealership. I just said
it's not going to happen.
Okay, all right.
It's not going to happen.
If Ross Perot came to town and really liked the building a lot,
still alive?
And said, "John, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $40 million for this place right now."
Who's that?
Ross Perot.
That sounds like Jimmy Jones. Who's the guy, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys? Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Like Jerry Jones. He didn't sound like Ross Perot.
Okay, Jerry Jones comes to town. "Johnny, I like that building lot. Buy it from me right now. Get $40 million
now, that sounds like Ross Perot.
I get them mixed up, I guess.
You do. If you look at him, you get them a little mixed up. Ross Perot, what is he doing these days?
I actually just met a guy who was in a business meeting with him this past year. He's still around, and he's still making money and worth money and running some businesses. Yeah, he's still out there.
He's got to be like 100 years old.
Yeah, but man, he was funny when he was running for president.
He holding up those infomercials?
Oh, and doing those charts and drawing on those things. Let me show you something right here. Here's what this country needs to do, and needs to do it right now. We've got to put his foot around here and get this thing on track.
You and I own this country.
You and I own this country. Yeah, that's right. That's what he said. You and I own this country.
Was Stockdale his running mate?
Admiral Stockdale, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like remember that? You Googled that just
he
now.
Was a little
No, because there was a debate, and Stockdale, I didn't have my hearing aid turned up.
He was a little befuddled.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Now, Stockdale's probably dead, because he was 90 then or something.
He looked dead during the debate.
Yeah, let me tell you something right now. You and I own this country. That's good, Peon. I forgot he had that line. You and I own this country. And see, he'd be a perfect partner for you, because then he can say to you, John, you and I own this building a lot. You know. Hi, I'm Ross Perot, John Lionel Chevrolet. You know, Johnny and I own this building and lot.
He's 83.
Wow.
Ross Perot's 83?
Yeah.
Still getting after it.
He's lying about his age just like Albert Pujols is.
Nah, I'd be about right.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
How old are you? For people who don't know how old you are, tell people how old you are. How old are you?
55.
All right.
And I kept playing the song by... Sammy Hagar. 55!
I can't drive 55,
That day as we were heading down to the Rams game, my wife and my boys were like, okay, you're weird. I'm like, well, maybe, but that was my song of the day when I turned 55. And right now, Mimi is at home probably or somewhere in the car listening, going, you know, he is he's telling these stories, but that's it. I was singing that song all day long. Now I'll probably sing it for like the next hour. 55!
Sounded just exactly like it. Just exactly like it.
Did you just play
No, that was John.
No.
Thanks, Sammy. Go ahead and get out of here.
So Jose Hernandez has to get in here and get some business done. So what would you like people to know to send them out
there? Here's the thing. Londoff.com. LONDOFF. Londoff.com. Every vehicle in inventory priced at invoice. Every vehicle in invoice. Wow. Below invoice pricing. Great value. I know you say, Frank, you got to quit talking about some of the same things, but we need your trade-in. We're out buying cars every day, and then we turn around and we sell them. We need your trade-in. If you're thinking, I'm going to wait till the first of the year, it doesn't cost a dime to come in and shop. It doesn't cost $25, $50. No. Matter of fact, if you're like, hey, hold it, we live a long way away. We'll buy you a full tank of gas if we don't think you do. A full tank of gas.
Now, you need to make some sort of like a disclaimer here. If a guy's got a big over-the-road tractor, trailer truck or something, you know, like 200-gallon tank.
A car or truck. It can't be a
standard
trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't be a combine. You know, coming up here with their combine.
Gotcha.
A combine in. You know, you can tell I miss being out in the country, miss being out at the farm, even though I'm talking to you, Frank.
You'll be back there soon.
I mean, you know, watching harvest this time of year, driving through St. Paul and Old Monroe and Winfield and Foley and Ellsbury, man, those are some unbelievable people. Farmers of America, you got to love them.
They work hard. They work real hard.
They work really, really hard. Not what you and I do. They work really, really hard.
No, this is not.
Well, maybe not what you do. I mean, they work really, really hard.
I'd be the first to say what I do is as far from work as you could possibly get.
But we're open as late as your great listeners. We're going to be open till 6:30. We'll be here sometimes till 7, 8 o'clock. You can keep us here as long as you want. And a big, big, big weekend coming up. Beautiful weather. So give us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or 24-7, 365 at LawnDuff.com.
All right, we'll send them to you.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Frank.
All right, stick around. Jose Hernandez is on the way. Apologies to him for running a little bit late. Stay right where you are. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a check on traffic and see how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
Just got a report of an accident at Gravois and Northwest. We have road construction that's got traffic snarled up right now between 111 and Highway 64 on westbound 5570. Other than that, volume just starting now on westbound 70 between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive, southbound 270, Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce Market Side Rotisserie Chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
This Saturday, the Warriors from the University of Hawaii head to the Sprint Center in Kansas City to take on Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers.
And Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-4996. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-4996. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-4996. That's 1-800-616-4996.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right, you can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
This is Bob Elman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3%. That's a fixed rate at 3%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Land Insured by Blue.
NMLS 1149-37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.556 with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
In a Nobel Prize-winning discovery, nitric oxide was found to have miraculous benefits for your heart, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, memory, even your sexual performance. In fact, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. But did you know that it's also good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jason Miller, creator of Peak Nitric Oxide. I've authorized giving away a free bottle to each of the first 100 callers. Discover the miracle of Peak Nitric Oxide, packed with clinically proven ingredients to improve your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, immune system, joints, mood, memory, and sexual performance. We'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. That's a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Isn't it time you tried something great for your body and your wallet? Discover how to get a free bottle and free test strips at 1-800-500-6202. Be one of the first 100 callers to avoid missing out. 1-800-500-6202.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support. cutting costs and securing files? We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new Office Max Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
This Friday and every Friday, Jim Holder and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Cyberg's six area locations is near you, go to cyberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Cyberg's, an eating and drinking company. Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
I made up an expression years ago, and it really took off, and now it's used all over the world. Better late than never.
Oh,
as I introduce Jose's segment, I'm going to throw the numbers out. We normally do this on Monday, but Monday was Veterans Day tribute, so Jose Hernandez has agreed to join us today. Here's how this works. I give the numbers, you call, you ask questions that normally you'd probably have to pay somebody for this kind of advice about your TVs, your computers, your cell phone. 314-969-KTRS. That's 314-969-5877 or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by Auric and the seven locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Stop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM, and please welcome Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Sorry we're running a little late. Mr. Londoff, he's a talker.
He is.
Yeah, he likes to talk. So, as we always do, we let you share with us what you have, and Dan will start stacking names on the screen. What do you have for us?
First of all, the Veterans Day tribute you did Monday, fabulous.
Thank you.
The stuff that you got from, the Super Church, I'm not sure where that was.
It was Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Just the absolute best.
Thank you.
I have one thing that we're going to talk about today, and then we'll go to calls.
Okay.
Let me preface this by saying that I'm not here to discuss or besmirch Democrats or Republicans, the president, anything having to do with the current legislature. I'm not here to talk about the people that coded healthcare.gov, the people that got paid to do it, whether they're Canadian or American. I don't care. The website is horrible.
Well, you're not the only person that said
that. They managed to register six people the first day it was open. They released numbers yesterday. They said there's 106,000 people who were managed to register in October.
Right.
They had 3.5 years to figure this out. They know how many people don't have health care insurance. They know.
Well, and you would agree with John McAfee. The scariest thing about it is, he says, is how easy this is going to make it for hackers.
Right.
To steal identity from
people. Absolutely correct. So, over the weekend, last weekend, there was a report came out. We're going to play it now, and then when the report's over, I'm going to give the website that they talk about again, and then we're going to take calls.
Okay. Today, the president had this to say about problems with the Obamacare website during a speech in New Orleans.
I promise you, nobody's been more frustrated. I wanted to go in and fix it myself, but I don't write code.
Well, plenty of programmers do write code, and three of them have created their own website that addresses some of the most annoying problems with healthcare.gov. John Blackstone takes a look.
In a San Francisco office shared with other tech startups, three guys in their 20s saw healthcare.gov as a challenge.
This was a weekend project for you.
Weekends and evenings, yeah.
With a few late nights, Ning Liang, George Kaligaropoulos, and Michael Wasser built the healthsherpa.com. The week-old website solves one of the biggest problems with the government site.
They've got it completely backwards in terms of what people want up front.
What people want up front is...
prices. They want prices and benefits so that they can make the decision. So you come to our website, you put in your zip code, you hit find plans, and you immediately see the exchange plans that are available for that zip code.
They have plenty of experience working at places like Twitter and Microsoft before setting out to build their own internet companies. But this project is a public service.
There was no thoughts of, well, how do we make money of this in time? It's like, well, this is a problem that we know we can solve in a really short period of time, so let's just do it.
Using information buried in the government's own website, built by high-priced government contractors, they found a simpler way to present it to users.
Well, that's the great thing about having such a small team. You sit around a table, you say, okay, so how does this work? There's no, you know, coordination meetings, there's no planning sessions. It's like, well, let's read the document and let's implement this.
And the features keep on coming.
I looked at your website yesterday, and that tax subsidy section wasn't in there.
Yes, we added this last night.
That's supposed to be one of the more complicated parts of the healthcare.gov, is working out what the subsidy will be.
The subsidy calculation is fairly complicated, but it wasn't too bad.
Now, you can't actually enroll on a Health Sherpa site, but they do provide contact information for companies offering the plans. Users who find a plan they like can go directly to the insurance company, Scott, without ever using healthcare.gov.
And the nice thing about the website is that it gives you the contact information, but it also gives you the verbiage that you need to say to them when you're ordering it so you get the exact correct plan.
How about these guys?
Yeah.
And 600 million people have been paid, yet right. These guys, for no money, have done what they couldn't do.
Basically sitting around Thursday night at happy hour with a bar napkin.
Wow.
Said, let's fix this.
Unbelievable.
So,
he's right. The first thing people want to know is, what are the prices of the different options?
Right.
Then we'll go from there.
Correct.
Yeah, I haven't seen the site. I didn't know that didn't come up till later on after you've done all the other work. Wow, that's amazing. Wouldn't it be great to be that smart? You're close, Jose. You can at least understand what they're talking about.
Thank you.
That was good. You just want to go right to the calls?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Larry's up first. Larry, say hi to Jose.
Good afternoon, Jose.
Good afternoon, Larry.
AM and the PM, first of all.
Thank you.
My question would be Chromecast.
Yes.
I've heard you mention it. You had spoken about it once before.
Mm-hmm.
Would, and I am not a technical person, but say the kids with their photos on their phones, will they be able to put their pictures and their videos up on the television?
Actually, I think Frank is well capable of answering this question.
Larry, I bought it thinking that, and the answer is no. I went and bought Apple TV instead, and boom, I put them all up on the TV.
Larry, you need to understand that Frank is an iPhone user.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can only use Apple TV, I'm sure, with an iPhone.
Yeah, now, Larry, do you have an iPhone? What are your pictures?
No, like? No. This is going to be Christmas presents for my kids.
Okay. If they're Android users, you can get Chrome on the Android device, and Google Chrome works with Chromecast.
Yeah, find out if your kids have iPhones, because if they do, you don't want Chromecast.
Okay, fine. I greatly appreciate it, because I just about was ready to get about 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah, as long as they don't have iPhones, it's a great, great toy.
Okay, iPhones are out. And Androids are in.
And if they have iPhones and you want to spend the money on them, the Apple TV is about $100, but it'll do what they want to do.
Okay.
Right?
I appreciate it. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I was like co-host of that.
You were.
Bill, say hi to Jose.
Good afternoon, Jose.
Afternoon,
and
Bill.
AM and the PM, of course.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Just got a quick question for you, and hopefully you can resolve this for me. I'm looking for freeware that will do port forwarding, like for maybe AT&T 2-Wire.
Yes.
Is there anything out there?
Have you been to download.com?
No, I haven't. I've tried a couple, but it wouldn't work with 2-Wire.
Right. Head over to download.com is a CNET product.
Uh-huh.
And just search for port forwarding software for Windows or Linux or whatever you're using and see what they have for you.
All right, that's all I needed, sir.
All right, Bill, thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks for listening. Lori is up. Lori, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Frank and the gang.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, Jose, this question actually might be for Frank. I have an iPhone question.
There you go.
All right.
I'll sit over here now.
Yeah.
When you have a group text and you can add however many people to the text, how can you label that group where... instead of hitting everybody's name again, you can just have it group, you know, like friends or girlfriends or...
Wow, that's a great question I can't answer because every time I do, and it's rare, but if I send my kids, like all three of them a text, I just plus. But you know what? Like everything else, and Jose would agree with me, go to YouTube or go to Google and just type that question in, and I'll guarantee you that somebody will have an answer.
Okay.
What you're looking for is a group list.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so that you could go in your contacts and have a group instead of just an individual.
Then what you would do is when you send the email, you'd type the contact group list name as opposed to the individual names.
Right. And I got to think that you're right that there's a way to do that. But just Google it or YouTube it, all right?
All right, thanks, guys.
I co-hosted again.
Man.
It's unbelievable. Roger, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Roger.
And the gang, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Roger. Hallelujah.
Jose, when I'm using I've got Windows 7 on a laptop. And when I click on a real player video or something, the video won't continue to play unless I keep my cursor moving with my mouse.
Mm-hmm.
What causes that?
Could be something in your power settings.
Okay. So look in the power settings.
Yeah, power setting. They should have a scheme that's like presentation or video mode.
Okay.
Try that.
Okay. That's what I'll do.
All right. Thank you, Bill. We got one more in here, and then we'll be on track. Deanne. Deanne, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Deanne. How are you?
Good. I have a question about tablets. If I were to get a tablet for two kids in my house, mm-hmm. and we are not iPhone people, so it'd be like Google Play, I guess, that we get our apps from.
Sure.
Would they be able to share apps?
What do you mean share apps? Purchased apps?
Yeah, like if I buy one app, do I have to buy the same one twice to have on both?
Unfortunately, the way the Google Store works, as does the Apple Store, it identifies the device by a serial number. So once you've downloaded it to one, unless it's multiple or you can buy multiples of it, you kind of have to buy another one to get it on another device.
I have to jump in here and tell you, though, that with me and my wife's phone and the iPad, once I buy the app, it's on all of them.
Is it?
Yeah, and you don't have to make three purchases or whatever.
Deanne, I've never purchased an app from the Android store, so I couldn't tell you.
So is there anything, I thought there was something like with the cloud. Is there anything with the cloud that would make it go back and forth or no?
Cloud is just an external storage device that happens to be not attached to your machine.
So could you put like your app in a cloud and get it from different devices?
You can store data in the cloud, but I don't know that you can install an app to a cloud function.
Okay.
All right. I wish we could have helped you better with that one, Deanne. Thank you.
Yeah. All right,
and again,
PM.
Thank you. And again, it's Apple versus the others, and one is one way and one's another way.
I'll do some research for next Monday and be able to answer that better.
Thanks for the healthcare info, too. What was that website those guys
HealthSherpa.com.
And we put a link to it on our Facebook page.
Look at that, Peon. It's already on the Facebook page. Big round of thank you applause for Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you, Jose. Courtesy of Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. I do not have time to do the business I was going to do, so we'll push it off into the next hour. But you do want to stay where you are because we got a lot of stuff to kick around here. We have a Q-Reader, while I'm thinking about it. You folks that have smartphones, if you don't have a Q-Reader app downloaded, do it. It is a blast. I've gotten to where now, if I open USA Today or look, it's
Jose said it's a QR reader.
I'm sorry, QR reader. Yeah. It's like a barcode deal. And you just essentially take a picture of it, and it takes you right to some video or movie trailer. It's pretty wild. QR reader. Get it if you don't have it. We'll be back. Stay where you are. 4 o'clock, Big 550, KTRS.
From ABC News.